Well, just a week or so ago, at the insistence of my wife, we bought a gas grill. And I have always used charcoal grills, and I still have two very good charcoal grills, but I am now also the proud owner of a Summit Weber grill. This is, I think I've paid, I've paid less for cars. And that chuckling here in the background is from two guys that know all about it, Mad Dog and Merrill. Oh, man, nationally recognized self-proclaimed grillologists. They are the hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', which is going into its second season, and they have written several cookbooks. Their latest is Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin' Cookbook, and I have a copy of it right in front of me, and there's a lot of good-looking recipes in here, guys. Thanks.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Larry, let me tell you that. I just want to know what shines more, that stainless steel grill at the top of your head.
Well, I've Mad Dog, I don't know. It's I think I got more grill than I really need here.
No, Larry, I remember you telling me that charcoal is the only way to go.
I know, but my wife says that gas is what... Here's how we you know spent the price of a car on a grill because my wife wants to do some grilling and she doesn't like fooling around with charcoal, and especially in certain times of the year, you know, if you want to do fish, for example, she would prefer to have it done outside in the wintertime or you know when the house has to be sort of closed up, so. And she doesn't want to do it. You know, she wants to be able to do it herself, and she doesn't want to fiddle around with charcoal.
You know something? That's a wise decision, Larry. You know, and ladies, I mean, ladies are getting into the grilling market like you wouldn't believe, and it's just because of good folks like Weber and other great gas grills on the market, just the ease, the economics, the cleanliness of grilling with them. You're a smart man, Larry.
Well, you know, we just used it for the first time. Yesterday, I grilled some shrimp.
Ah.
And, you know, just had a little marinade, you might say, for the shrimp and put them on some sticks and grilled them up. And, I have to say, they came out pretty much perfect.
Well, you know, you're seeing more and more people, I mean, really doing what you're doing. They're going, you know, the gas is a lot more... Feel faster, a little bit more economical than on the charcoal, but a lot of people are grilling during the week on gas, charcoal on the weekends, or vice versa. So it's definitely good to have both. There's no doubt about that.
And we went with, because we have natural gas in our home, we got hooked, ran a line, and so we have a natural gas line as opposed to having to fiddle around with the tanks.
Well, I have a feeling you're going to have to start writing a book now. Grilling after what you should.
Yeah. Larry Mueller's got gas.
Yep. Larry's got gas.
Oh, man. Well,
wait till the folks in London hear you have gas.
That's right. That's coming up July 1st. We're on our way to London. But
I'm envious of everybody who's going with you.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Yep. Well, this new cookbook, now what inspired you on this new cookbook, Midwest Grillin'?
We actually, and you mentioned the name of our television show is Midwest Grillin', Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', and we kind of looked at all the different shows that are on the market, all the different cookbooks out there, and it's Southern grilling, it's beef briskets, it's Carolina, it's Eastern, it's Western, and there's no really good Midwestern value cookbooks out there, and it kind of incorporates all the great products that we have in the Midwest. So it kind of, we sat down and Merrill and I funked a little bit and we funked some more and it came up with a darn good book.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying it out with my new gas grill. I got lots of opportunities here because you've got hundreds of recipes here for us to look at.
Well, you know, it's really fun to put together. You know, for years we said that we were never going to come out with a new cookbook or anything. It's like we just wanted to show people how to sit back, relax, have a good time on the grill, And then we had all these people asking for these recipes, you know, that they would see us do, and we thought, geez, we don't have those in any cookbooks. We should do a cookbook. And, I mean, that's the whole fun part of it, and they're all easy recipes.
Yeah, they look like they're easy recipes to do for sure. You can join in, by the way, if you have a question or comment. Do you marinate before grilling? What do you find works best for you? What's your favorite grilling recipe? What's your go-to grilling recipe? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there. Gas is the other thing, gas versus charcoal, because, well, you guys still use charcoal from time to time.
We had a nice little catering job. We do a lot of a little bit of catering here and there. We had a couple graduation parties, and we haul out the 3-foot charcoal Weber grills, and we do some boneless, skinless chicken thighs, bratwurst, burgers, grilled vegetables, and we get our share of charcoal cooking in. So when we come home, we can do gas grill cooking, Larry.
All right,
and that is the truth.
Yeah. Well. I've seen you in action with those big Webers, because you did one for us here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and it was absolutely marvelous. No doubt about that. Well, we have lots of people online to visit with you guys. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Facebook question from Ryder, who says, I also have a new gas grill. Easier, but I miss the smoky flavor. How do I get that charcoal-y flavor?
First of all, I was going to mention, probably the first thing when you cooked on your new gas grill, Larry, was shrimp. You probably could have done something a little more like big old greasy hamburgers or some nice steaks or something to season the grill a tad bit more than those nice tender greaseless little shrimp that kind of just kind of seared on both sides and you took them off the grill. So first of all, you can start by doing a whole bunch of cooking out there, maybe some racks of ribs or pork loins or something that's going to get a little bit more flavor into your grill. And then Meryl's going to talk a little bit about adding smoke flavors to your gas grill.
Yeah, I mean, smoke flavor is really easy to add. You can buy at any grill store what they call smoke boxes. They're usually metal or cast iron, which you could go ahead and put wet wood chips and place them right down close to the source of the fire, or you could actually put them right on top of the grates, and that'll help. The only thing is that it's not going to last long. You're going to have to take the top off and keep on adding wood chips all the time to get the smoke flavor, but it works. And if you don't want to get one of those, take some aluminum foil, dump some wood chips on aluminum foil, roll it up and a little roll, and then do the same thing that. Either place it down on the bottom of the heat source. It's your best, especially when you're dealing with aluminum foil.
Okay. Matthew in Darlington, it is your turn. Hi, Matthew. Thanks for calling.
Hello. My question is, I'm looking to purchase my first gas grill ever, and we want to purchase something economical just to see how much use we get out of it and how it works. Is there certain features, or is there a certain price point which is, you know, underneath that is junk? What should I look for?
You know, you want to, first of all, to buy a gas grill that's economical to see if you like it is kind of an oxymoron, because if you buy a $100 gas grill, you're not going to like it. but if you spend just a couple hundred dollars or $400 or $500, you don't have to go to the $1,900 that Larry spent. But if you spend a little bit of money, you get a good quality grill that you know that the burners may have a 10-year guarantee on them. You know that they have flavorizing bars that might cover up the burner so you don't get major flare-ups, and you give it a good, honest shot, you're going to love the gas grill.
Okay.
And definitely check out the warranties and things. There are several grills on the market. The Webers are really good. Wisconsin grill that's really, really good is the MHP grill, which is made down by Milwaukee, all made in the USA. But really, bad luck, hit the nail on the head. Don't spend $100 because you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good advice. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's. I think that is good advice. Tom in New London has a comment or question. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry and Mad Dog and Merrill. How are you guys?
Great.
We're doing good, Tom.
Good. I'm actually up in my cabin up north, Mad Dog and Merrill, and I have a charcoal grill, which I love. But I want to say what I loved most about your first cookbooks is your very specific recommendations for how many charcoal briquettes to use. I find that so helpful, because one of the intimidating things about using charcoal is how big of a fire do you end up, should you make? And when you would say, like, when you're doing a trip, put 25 on each side of the grill for indirect grilling, and I find that very helpful. I hope your new book has that kind of guidance about the amount of charcoal to use for certain items.
Well, it does, Tom. And let me tell you, Tom, if you're a businessman and you wear these nice, colorful suits, you might not want to be in these suit coats. You might want to get in your tank top and your little Bermuda shorts and your sandals before you light those, Tom, up north, okay?
I didn't bring my suits up north.
I'll bet you brought the point beer, though.
Oh, yeah. Point beer.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah. Tom is a nice little a good businessman, a good attorney from the Waupaca County area we just talked with.
That was great to have him on. Thank you very much, Tom, for calling. And frankly, it's correct. I mean, I've followed your advice and also the Weber cookbooks. They'll say exactly how many charcoal briquettes to add, and I figure, you know, they've tested that. Why would I not believe what they say? So that's why I've always followed those recommendations. It always works out great.
It does.
We have, so what are you cooking these days? You can do anything new or different?
I'm into the old tri-tip, which is really neat. It's usually a California. You see that more in Southern California. But it's really the tri-tip. It's really the tip of a sirloin roast.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit more economical, and you cook it to about 140, 145 degrees, and slicing the sandwiches is absolutely excellent.
Oh. How about you, Mad Dog?
Well, you know, I haven't been into anything new, Larry. I just love grilling. I'm headed up to, this afternoon we get off, we're going up to Menominee. There's a tribal NATAL, which is the Wisconsin Tourism for Native Americans, have their conference, and we're actually going to, I'm going to sit and watch them. They're doing a Native American dinners, and Merrill and I went doing a taping for our show, and we're going to try to recreate recipes, and we've been doing that with different restaurants throughout Wisconsin, where we'll go in and we'll have a chef throw us a challenge of like Bam Bam shrimp or bruschetta chicken or something like that, and then we'll create it at home. And that's kind of what life's about, is taking recipes that you see and have other people do, your family and friends, so you can share them.
And we'll talk some more with Mad Dog and Merrill after a look at the news. Stay with us. There's nothing quite like the smell of food that's cooked on an open fire. It might be chicken breasts or maybe a great steak or veggie kebabs. It all tastes better on the grill. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today on the Ideas Network. And with summer just getting started, lots of opportunities to fire up that grill. And my guests are grilling buddies Mad Dog and Merrill. And their mission is not only to get you grilling, but to help you think creatively about what you can cook outside. And they have some great tips to share and happy to answer your questions as well. You can join in by calling us at 1-800-642-1234, email at talk@wpr.org, or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can leave a question, a comment there, a recipe even, or maybe a picture of your favorite grilled dish. And we'd love that. And we will be back with our guests right after we take a look at the news. Stay with us. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, talking grilling with Mad Dog and Merrill. They always have great tips for getting the most out of our grilling experience. And if you've eaten something, they probably tried to cook it outside. And we're always happy to have them with us. And with summer gearing up and Father's Day on Sunday, a perfect time to talk with them. Give us a call with your questions, suggestions, or tips at 1-800-642-1234. We've got a great new book out. It's called Mad Dog and Merrill Midwest Grillin' Cookbook, featuring recipes from their hit TV show. So great to have them back. And thank you so much for listening in. And we have callers who've been waiting a while, so let's go back to the phones here. And Bernie, first, hi, thank you for calling from Fond du Lac.
Hi, I wanted to know if they knew about a easy chicken rub. It's for barbecued chicken. I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, a rub for chicken.
Well, you could use any type of things, actually, for rubs. We go ahead. I like using, you know, the people to go ahead and imagine their own rubs. We have a rub which is called Grandma Hazel's rub, which you can. But if you're doing it for chicken, you want to go ahead and oil it first and create your own rub. Use the seasonings, the spices that you actually like. The common ones that I like to do, and it could be equal parts, however measurement that you want to do, but I like using a lot of garlic powder, onion powder, black pepper, sweeten it up with a little brown sugar, and then you can add any other herbs or spices that you would like. It's really, really that simple. I've got hundreds of different types of rubs that I like.
Yeah, okay. So you can, and you guys make your own?
Yes, yeah, we do. We've got one that's called Grandma Hazel's. That's got a little bit more sodium in it.
Okay, and that's available. We've got, you guys have got an online, can you order online? I know you have some fine retailers that are, that carry your work.
You can order online, Larry, at maddogandmerrill.com. We all, they're also available at Sundick stores, Piggly Wiggly stores, Festival Foods, the Woodman's, the Piggly, they're all over Wisconsin and Minnesota for the folks in Cub Foods and Rainbow Foods. We'll be in Pick and Save and Cops by the end of this month. We have three brand new marinades out there and a new product, Larry. We're going to send you a case of it, by golly. It's called Da Works.
Ah! Da Works.
Da Works, and it's a brat sauce that's just absolutely phenomenal.
Oh.
Tomato puree is the first ingredient, and then we add the onion, we add the mustard, and we add the sauerkraut right in with the bottle, and it's wonderful.
Oh.
It really truly is. Da Works.
That works. Well, I'm trying that. I'm going to try that. Joyce in Green Bay, hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I love to grill, and I would grill every day in the summer if I could. But my grill, it lights, it has a good flame, but it's not cooking, and I can't understand this. You know, somebody, what do you do if you have a grill that doesn't work right? It's only a year and a half old. It was not a cheapie.
Okay, and hey, you're not just not getting a high enough flame on that?
No, the flame is high.
But it's not heating up really?
Yeah, and okay. I don't think it gets, like, really blue. You know how it should get blue?
Sure. Like, sometimes you will get what they call a vapor lock on your gas grill, and I would imagine that it's a propane gas grill?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I know this sounds completely ridiculous, but completely shut your grill completely down. Remove the tank off the grill, make sure that it's shut off, and then reconnect it again. And then when you start it, make sure you turn the gas completely back on again, and then use the knobs on the grill to start it and see what happens. Sometimes you'll get what they call a vapor lock.
Okay.
Give it a shot, or if not, send us an email.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks a lot for and just go to your Mad Dog and Merrill page and probably have the contact information right from there, I assume.
Exactly, yes, right. And, you know, she might want to preheat the grill a little bit longer than she normally does. Maybe she's being a little anxious. Who knows?
Yeah, that could be, too, because you need to you need to wait, what, 10 to 20 minutes, is it? Or
you need to preheat it just like an oven or any other unit that, or a cast iron skillet or anything you want to cook on. You need to preheat the grill, sufficiently.
Yeah. Mark in Menominee Falls. Let's turn to you now. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Great show. I'm enjoying it. The woman with the gas grill should probably check the lion's possible spiders.
Yep.
Getting in
very
there
good
too.
Point.
I just wanted to speak up for natural lump charcoal and even hard wood grilling and indirect smoking. I know it's great to say, you know, 25. Those nice uniform square charcoal briquettes with additives and, you know, compressed sawdust or whatever they put in those things. But I discovered lump charcoal a while ago. It's very irregular. There's no way to tell somebody how much of it to use. But once you start using it, and even starting with raw wood, I use fallen tree branches. You know, I used to put the branches that fell off the apple tree in the compost pile, and I put them on the grill or the smoker. And I like to use a map gas torch, hotter than a propane or butane torch to get them going. And just to encourage people to give lump charcoal a try.
What's your favorite name brand?
Oh, I don't think it really matters. I'm currently using Royal Oak, but that, you know, that's what Fleet Farm had on sale. I think, you know, Menards and some other stores carry some other brands. It's pretty much all the same. It's just irregular pieces of wood with no additives and preservatives, and it's just charred wood. It lights easier. It seems to burn longer and hotter. And actually, I think the fact that it's irregular kind of makes it easier. You know, there's little pieces and big pieces. It's easier to get the little pieces burning, and you know, there's some nice, good-sized chunks that burn more like, you know, natural wood chunks.
Merrill just had a nice conversation with a gentleman over the weekend about natural lump charcoal.
Right. You know, there's a great website if you want to look, if you like natural charcoal, which is really, there's so many different brands out there now, but if you go to nakedwiz.com, that gives you the ratings of the natural charcoals if they go ahead and check. And it's sort of a fun site to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm a big fan of chunks of wood for smoke, too. You know, if you have the fine chips, you have to soak them in water. They burn up too fast.
Right.
I just find generally going with larger media, a little more flexible, and especially for indirect smoking, I try to leave ribs and briskets and roasts on the smoker for around 3 hours now, and I have a side box, which was a garbage-picked Weber one of my neighbors left when they moved out, that I attached to a Kingsford barrel grill, and, you know, I can let things sit there for hours, and you don't want to use chips for that. You know, chips are great for a little tray or box on a gas grill, but when you're cooking with real fire, you need things that'll last.
Yep.
I love it.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You know, kind of along those lines, Keith emailed us. He's thinking about getting a grill that uses wood pellets. What do you think? He wonders, what do you think of them? And he would enjoy the...
You know, there's a lot of great wood pellet grills out there. And we had the privilege of Merrill and I each using one this last couple of last year just to check it out. They wanted us to. And they work really nice. You know, they're electrically fed. I've used a pellet stove in my house for a long time, so you're kind of accustomed to it. But the pellets get fed in. The heat source and a blower blows the heat in. There's digitally controlled ones out there that you can set it at 205 degrees. It'll stay that way for 18 hours to do a brisket, or you can fire it up and do burgers and pizzas and everything else. They're a real nice grill.
Yeah, Keith was wondering about, he was pretty sure for turkeys and briskets, but he wondered about steaks and burgers, but you're saying they work well.
They work just fine. The only problem I had was with pizzas, with the bottom, but I solved that problem by doing a pizza brick on it.
Okay.
But otherwise, Merrill does boneless, skinless chicken thighs on there. He's actually, Merrill's a whiz at that that pellet grill.
You know, the pellet's fun. It's just something there, again, for something different, you know, challenge. But you can do anything on the pellet grill. And you're really seeing that was a big West Coast thing, really out in Portland, Oregon, and in that area. And it's starting to head this way. And they call them, there again, pellet heads. But there's a lot of pellet heads out there.
What about, here's something from Carol, by the way. I should get this out. She emailed to say that she used to be able to get your TV show at her cabin on Lake Tomahawk. But it's not broadcasting at the usual time anymore. Any hope of being able to get it?
Well, if she can get the CW network, that's what it airs on throughout all of Wisconsin, is CW at 9:30. Now, Tomahawks, you know, in Rhinelander, out of the Rhinelander area, that's NBC station that airs on the NBC station. So that might be Tomahawk area. So that we switched over to the NBC network for a little bit better viewership.
You
might want to check those listings rather than the CW. But otherwise, it's 9:30 every Sunday morning on CW station throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota and the Peoria, Illinois area.
Okay, there we go. Patrick emailed to say, call me a Luddite, but I actually prefer a tripod over a pit more than gas or charcoal.
My type of cooking, boy. You take a nice steak on some hickory. Oh, it doesn't even have to be on hickory. We're on an open fire. That's my type of steak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you can put a couple pieces of chicken on anything like a grate and wood underneath it, and you can put a little stick and spin that grate, turn it around for hours, life is good.
Mm.
No worries. That's
no worries.
There are no worries involved there.
Oh, man. Mad Dog and Merrill, our guests, if you have a question or a comment or a suggestion, I hope you'll join in as we talk with them about grilling. They have a new cookbook out. It's called a Mad Dog and Merrill Midwest Grilling Cookbook. Great to have them with us. And join in with your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org. Or if you want to post on my Facebook page, just go to The Larry Mueller Show and you can post a question or comment, a photo there. Love to hear from you. You guys have a new grilling shack in Bailey's Harbor, I hear.
God dang it. Thank you for mentioning that. It's great. It's Kepsel's Farm Market. It's just about 5 miles north of Bailey's Harbor, and it's called a Grillbilly Shack, but it features all the Midwest sausages and hamburgers, old fashioned Baumeister root beer and cherry floats, and it's going to be open in about a week's time. Kevin and our good friend Kerry should get that going, and it's just going to be a hoot of a time. They got hillbilly peanuts you can purchase and all kinds of great stuff.
So
it's gonna be fun. It really is.
Grillbilly Shack.
Well, it's a Grillbilly, yeah. But it's just an old-fashioned looking shack, and it's a nice concession stand. It's got all our favorite recipes. They'll have when you order a nice bratwurst or a bratwurst patty, you can try our Dough Works or any of our other products up there. So it's kind of nice.
Oh,
it's a great place to shop.
So and that'll be ready. It'll be going in about another week.
Yep, we just got it. He's getting that ready to go, and it's all set. And boy, as you travel around Wisconsin, we've been blessed as far as the number of stores that carry our products. And Door County is second to none as far as great places up there that do well with all our great products.
Mm-hmm.
They're made in Wisconsin, and that's what counts.
And what can we look forward to before we get too far away here? What are we looking forward to in your upcoming TV show?
We're doing a couple things. Like I said, we're going to be doing Native American cooking. We're going to be featuring some great walleye recipes. We did some bison already this year. We're just traveling around Wisconsin and kind of doing little challenges to people and incorporating Midwest grilling. It's a lot of fun. We're going to a family farm next week, as a matter of fact. In fact, we're leaving Father's Day, and on Monday we're going to be taping a family farm up above St. Cloud, Minnesota, for Golden Plump Chicken.
Oh, cool.
Of ours.
Excellent.
We call it the manure tour we're on.
We're everywhere.
Oh, man.
We're everywhere.
Gary.
Well, it started in the Holstein.
Gary and Merrill has a question for you guys or comment. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, we purchased one of those Weber chimneys for the charcoal for cats.
Yep.
Right. Sure.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Best purchase we ever made.
Well, it is. I mean, there again, you know, you use a newspaper. You don't have to use any lighter fluid or anything, and it's great. And, you know, those things will last you a lifetime, too. It's amazing. I think the first one that I ever got, I still have.
Yeah, and it's made so well, the Weber kind. We have another one. We have a cabin up in Eagle River, and that's where we have that one. We have another one at our other place down outside of Wausau. And it was a cheap one we bought, and it's not worth it. Yeah, you buy the good kind, and it's two pieces of paper, the charcoal briquettes. You know, you can't put too many in or anything else, you know, and you use the natural ones. And you start that up, and all of a sudden the flames shoot out of it. It's about maybe 10 minutes at max, you know, and put it into your Weber grill, and it's wonderful.
Plus, you know, it's Halloween, you can go as Abe Lincoln.
There you go.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it very much. You know, I had a good one, too, but I loaned it out to somebody. I never got it back.
Oh, we'll send you one. I got a case of
the Oh, man. Jim and Waukesha, it's your turn. Hi, Jim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've had a question. I've always heard of the ability to throw a steak right on the charcoal.
Yep.
And I guess I was curious on what kind of meat you do and what if you use charcoal or briquettes or what kind of, you know, I guess the whole process, if you could explain it, and I'll listen off the air to write it down.
All right.
Well, it's called a dirty steak is what they call that, and a lot of people...
Imagine why it's called that.
Yeah.
You know, I have to be honest. I've always wanted to do it, and I can't believe I've tried it. I'm sure that I have, but a lot of people will do it completely differently, where some people will go ahead and take some dry mustard and just go ahead and add some water to the dry mustard, brush that on the steak, and then go ahead and use your kosher salt or rock salt and place that on top. Some won't use the salt, but they'll throw it right down on the briquettes or on the wood and just cook it like you normally would a steak. But I honestly have to say I don't believe I have ever done it. I've heard a lot about it, talked to a lot of people, and by golly, this week I'm going to do it.
So it has a little protection on it, Meryl?
Right.
As a rule, the steak.
Yeah, right? Some will just go ahead and throw it right on there. I don't know. But it's called dirty steak. If you'll probably look that up on the internet and stuff, you'll see plenty of people doing it that way.
Mm.
Larry, just preheat your Summit grill on a nice high heat and throw that steak on there.
I think
we'll
that's
call it Larry steak.
Well, Daniel and Waniwak wonders what you think of solar grills. You ever used a solar grill?
We did a long time ago, which was more like an oven. I'm going to say 15 years ago, easily, when we did that. And that's
and
the only one that I cooked on.
I bet you they perfected now, haven't they, Meryl?
Yeah, I would think so. But honestly, I have not cooked on one now.
We had caller Wes had an idea for the grill that wasn't working correctly. He said that sometimes you need to turn the gas on very slowly, because if you turn it on too fast, it triggers a safety feature that prevents it from heating up.
Depending on which grill you have, yes, it does.
Oh, so when
yeah,
she...
Your Summit used to have those on, and Weber figured out they're a pain in the butt, so he took those off.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That would have been the next thing. I'm sitting there with that $1,700 grill. And can't get it hot.
Yeah. I added the tax before for you for $1,900.
Yeah. Well, you know, there went our IRS tax return.
There you go.
Whoa, man. Well, listen, have you got a great recipe for this weekend for Father's Day?
Well, I'm going to use the tri-tip, which I talked about, which is very easy to do, and I'm just going to go ahead and rub it with oil a little bit, and then use some of our grandma's seasoning, grandma's rub, and I'm just going to let it sit for about overnight in the refrigerator, take it out, and I'm going to grill it up, and we're going to make some sandwiches, tri-tip sandwiches. It's very easy to do, and slice it real thin. You cook it directly over the heat and move it over the side. Sort of an indirect last 20 minutes, but take it off about 145 degrees.
I'm buying some boneless, skinless chicken thighs, and I'm going to season them up. I'm going to sear them up on a nice hot grill so they're still rare in the middle, but sear them up to flavor. I'm going to throw them all in a large drip pan because we got about 30 people we're feeding, so I'm going to do about 60 boneless, skinless chicken thighs, sear them up, put them in that drip pan, seal them up, put them back on a lower heat on the grill. They bubble in their own juices. In fact, you'll have that pan full of juices, natural chicken juices, in about a half hour, and then serve them up as sandwiches. They're almost like pulled chicken. They're phenomenal.
And I like thighs. Those chicken thighs are really good.
Oh, we did two. We did, how many did we do? We did about 220 of them Saturday for that graduation party. And everybody just raves over the darn things, you know, and we don't give away secrets unless we're on your show, and I guess we just gave it away.
Yes, we did.
Is this live, or can we edit this?
Yeah. Mad Dog, you're giving away the farm.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I'm so sorry, Meryl.
Well, there goes your $1 million.
Oh, they taste terrible, Larry. They taste terrible. Don't use it.
Yeah. Oh, chicken thighs are terrible.
Yeah. Oh, Wes called back to clarify that the safety issue is on the gas can, not the grill.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely right. Yes. Yep. The regulator.
The regulator. Okay.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Well,
we did used to put them on the grills themselves, too, and Weber did, and they found out they were a pain, and they got too many phone calls, so...
Oh, well, where are you guys, what do you guys got coming up for events? Doing anything fun?
You know, we every event we do, and I hate to say it, every event we do is all based around our great new products, the barbecue sauces, the spices, and the marinades, and stuff like that. And it's just trying to get those, which are ground level now, to take off, and they're just wonderful stuff and good products. So Merrill just keeps cracking the whip, and I keep moving.
There you go. That's it. That's it.
Yep. Mainly all. I was going to say, if I don't move, Merrill takes a briquette and throws it at me.
Hopefully not a lighted one.
Oh, no, it's a lighted one.
Yeah,
trust me. That's not as fun when he cut his ponytail off, because usually I get it right in the back of the ponytail and start flaring up. But it doesn't work too good now.
Oh, guys, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you much, Larry. Good use on that gas grill of yours now.
And what's your website again?
MadDogAndMerrill.com. Pretty simple.
All right. Thanks again, guys. We'll look forward to our next visit.
All right.
Thanks,
take care.
Much, Larry.
Yeah,
thanks
much. Bye-bye. Mad Dog and Merrill, our grilling buddies, always a lot of fun. Their newest cookbook out is Mad Dog Merrill Midwest Grilling Cookbook, featuring recipes from their hit television show. So, isn't it fun to talk to those guys? I always enjoy it. And I always enjoy having you listening in, and I hope you listen in tomorrow, because Dr. Sandy Sawchuk from the UW School of Veterinary Medicine will be our guest. Thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.